This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let me just repeat that only about half of the 3- and 4-year-olds in America are enrolled in early childhood education. But we continue to make progress. Progress.
Ooh, double it. Double everything. Double ice cream, double napkins.
I'm a capitalist. I think these people should be able to go out and make a lot of money.
Put a sock in it, mushmouth.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Biden Justice Department looks at terrorists who are murdering police officers and firebombing cities and says, we don't know if they're bad guys, but they look at moms at a PTA meeting and they say, yep, that is the threat in life. It's nuts.
They are serious. They want to silence us and shut us down. The only thing to do is have a mass exodus from the public school system. That's it.
That's it. Well, we're leaving, kids.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I can't believe how much news we got today. You know, it's the beginning of a 3-day public holiday anyway, maybe not for the private sector, but a lot of people are going to have this 3-day weekend that's coming up. But the news just continues to flow. We've got a lot to get to here. The unexpectedly poor jobs report. They're now trying to, again, as I just told Grace, put a shine on that sneaker, but I don't think it's going to work. We've also got that not one, but two Joe Biden appearances today, because I assume he'll be taking a very long weekend in his iron lung back in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, or wherever he's going. Oh, he's got to work on the cough. I mean, if you send that man some Smith Brothers or some Ludens or some Ricolas, something for a cough. And I'll just tell you, we have not one today, but two Grandpa Simpson stories from Joe Biden. Yes. I'm getting to enjoy these more and more. We got lots of other stuff from Joe Biden. Just an amazing cut sheet. But I want to just start off today with the situation in Massachusetts with this impending October 17th deadline for all state workers to get vaccinated, or they're off the job, or they're on their way off the job. And we told you yesterday about how they're the state police, there's 300 of them trying to figure out a way to fight back at this vaccine mandate. And, you know, one of the troopers, Luke Bonin, who went on with Laura Ingraham last week, is now facing disciplinary proceedings against him. This guy is a former Army Ranger, member of the Rhode Island National Guard. He's a really good cop, and they want to get rid of him, basically. They're going to punish him for going on Laura Ingraham's show. I let Laura's producers know that today. I hope they do a follow-up. I don't think he can speak to the press, but she ought to mention that. But now there's another problem here, not just with the state police, but the correction officers that work in the prisons. Mass Correction Officers Federated Union, they endorsed Charlie Parker for governor, Charlie Baker for governor, 3 years ago, and he's basically threatening to get rid of hundreds of them too, and so there's so many of the I think there's even more correction officers who don't want to get the vaccine than state police as a percentage anyway, and so the union has sent out a letter. Listen to what the Charlie Parker administration says is going to happen in the prisons of Massachusetts, the prisons. And they're already down in population because of these so-called compassionate releases because of the virus. But this is from the union to its members. What they are proposing, there are contingency plans in place if they have to fire hundreds of guards. Out of title work in violation of collective bargaining agreement, consolidation of units within each facility's modified lockdowns, etc., suspending swaps from the prisons, canceling time off, and listen to this one, closing prisons. They're going to close. I wonder what they're going to do with the inmates. They're not going to transfer them because there's not going to be anyone to transfer them. They're going to just start letting them go, I would think. Here, it gets worse. National Guard at Milford headquarters. That's where the offices of the DOC are. And Milford headquarters staff going back behind walls along with retirees filling vacancies. So they're going to fire the people that are young and can work the yards and the cell blocks, et cetera, and they're going to bring back old guards to handle this. At the same time, they're closing down wings. And this is what the union says. Unless we win a long shot case in court, the state has resigned itself to firing you. Firing you. That's what they're saying. This is the union that endorsed Charlie Parker, says that he now wants to fire the members of the union. Isn't that wonderful? And there's in each of these state agencies, there is someone from human resources who is tasked with deciding whether some of the workers get religious exemptions or medical exemptions. So at the DOC, apparently, one of the people, I'm told this by sources today, the person who was in charge of handing out the exemptions from the diversity office or the HR office, whatever you call it, she gave out between 50 and 80. So guess what they did to her? They escorted her from the building. They basically fired her. They threw this woman out the door. And then they sent an email out to everyone who'd gotten a religious or medical exemption not to take the shot. And they said, we've done away with the previous exemptions. You're going to have to reapply. And here's the email to send your reapplication for. By the way, the deadline is this afternoon. So people started, very nervously sending out new applications, and guess what happened? The applications bounced back because it wasn't a working email. So this is the situation. There, all these state cops are going to be separated from the workforce, apparently, unless they can be intimidated and bare knuckled and into getting the shot. And now all the prison guards, lots of prison guards, are going to be let go. And they're going to have to, maybe according to the union, the administration is talking about closing prisons and putting the National Guard into the prisons and bringing back retired guards. I mean, this is a big problem. 508 says, my friend who retired from the DOC laughed when they asked her to come back. I don't think Charlie Parker has any idea how angry people are about this. By the way, I want to play a cut for you. This is Charlie Baker. Recently, I think earlier this year, was asked about whether he would fire somebody for not getting a shot. Cut 31.
The idea that I would kick somebody out of a job, and especially in a kind of economy we have now, because, quote unquote, they wouldn't get vaccinated right away on an EUA approved vaccine. No, I'm not going to play that game.
I guess he is going to play that game now. He's changed his mind. He is going to play that game. But then, of course, his hero, Dementia Joe Biden, has also gone on record as saying he wouldn't play that game either. Cut 30.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
No, of course it wouldn't be mandatory. 844-500-4242. What a world we live in. When we come back, we will have some talk about unexpectedly bad numbers, and maybe we'll play one of the Grandpa Simpson stories from Dementia Joe Biden. I'm back in Florida, but I made sure to make one last visit to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire before I took off. I don't go to anyone other than Dr. Bruce Houghton. At my most recent visit, it was great meeting a new patient from Concord, New Hampshire, who's been listening to the show for years. Perfect Smiles has had clients from all over, Northern Maine, Cape Cod, and Connecticut, among other nooks and crannies of Howie Carr Nation. Howie Carr Show listeners understand that Dr. Houghton is worth the trip. When you need to get first-class dental work done, from full reconstructive to veneers to anything in between, you need to go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles is easy to get to, just off the main drag, and has plenty of free parking. Don't trust your dental work to anyone but the best. Visit the Perfect Smiles website and see my before and after video. After you see what Dr. Houghton did for me, you'll understand why so many listeners travel from all over New England to Perfect Smiles. If you've been putting off your dental work for 18 months or so, don't procrastinate any longer. The longer you wait, the more painful and the more expensive it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order. Perfect Smiles is the answer to all your needs. Visit their site today at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com, and don't forget to let them know you are a Howie listener. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. U.S. employers unexpectedly hired at a slower pace in September than in August. This is from Yahoo, I guess, Finance. Non-farm payrolls were expected to pick up from August, much weaker than expected report. This September report showed a ninth consecutive month of net payroll gains in the U.S. economy, although at a much slower than expected rate. Even given the disappointing overall pace of hiring, September's unemployment rate improved much more than expected, or to 4.8% versus 5.2% in August. But again, that's because a lot of people just stopped looking for work for whatever reason. 844-500-4242. Let's play the before we go to the phone lines. Let's play the bear ears story.
When I was running for office, and I'm embarrassed, I can't remember exactly which state I was in, but a gentleman and I think it was his wife and a little girl said, could I talk to you? And she had this, I couldn't understand what she had in her hand, it looked like a teddy bear or something. And she said, can I talk to you, Mr.? She wasn't sure what to call me, Mr. I wasn't elected yet. Mr. President or Mr. Vice President, said, sure, what's the matter, honey? She said, I want to give you something. I want to give you some bear's ears. I looked at her, and she gave me this little set of bear's ears. She said, you've got to promise me. You got to promise me. You'll protect the bear's ears. And I'm thinking, what the heck is we? I mean, at the time, I knew bear's ears, but I just didn't quite get it. She said, and her dad said, you know, a national park. I said, oh, yes. She said, and she went and looked, she said, you promise. You promise. And I promised. And it's the easiest promise that I've made in a long time.
Do you promise to stop screwing up the country, Mr. President? I don't care what you do with the bear's ears. Just promise to close the borders and stop spending this money so wildly. And stop bringing in all these unvetted Afghans, and put the Remain in Mexico program back together, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today's poll question is brought to you by Heirloom Soup Beans. This year, nothing's going to say Merry Christmas like a gourmet Heirloom Soup Bean gift box from Powerful Living. 10 beautiful gourmet heirloom varieties that will bring a taste of sanity back to a world gone crazy. Go to heirloomsoupbeans.com to learn more. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of the two holdout Democrat senators do you like better, Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin?
I think Manchin's going to win, but I vote for Kyrsten Sinema. I still don't trust Manchin as far as I can throw him.
Kyrsten Sinema is in the lead, 53-47.
Oh, I'm surprised. Okay. All right. Okay. 844-500-4242. 603, my daughter who works for the T was an essential worker. She worked throughout the panic and had to work overtime. No one cared about her catching the Wuhan flu. Now she's being punished for not taking the jab. She's too young to retire and healthy enough to not worry about catching the virus. It's disgraceful what's going on. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, these political scumbags are totally out of control. I'm not a lab rat. I'm not a dog on a leash. You control freaks who suffer from the illusion of knowledge are full of crap. And to the ignorant voters who voted for Joe Biden, this is your fault for being politically stupid. And in Massachusetts, this is the land of the politically stupid.
I agree, Russ, but, you know, I mean, we got to get out of this mess now. I mean, pointing fingers in this at this point, I mean, it provides you some psychic satisfaction. I understand that. I feel the same way, but we just got to get the hell out of this mess. I mean, this is a disaster at every level of government. All these people have lost their minds. Thanks for the call, Russ. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. To answer Joe Biden's confusion, basically, the state he was in was in confusion where he resides.
I know. I know. It's not like it's anything new. Yesterday, he was in Illinois, and he was talking about the state of Ohio, Pennsylvania. Ohio, Pennsylvania. Or was it Pennsylvania, Ohio? He's lost it. And earlier this week, he was talking about the Build Back Pletter plan, the Build Back Pletter plan. So today he's got a new version of that, Cut 15.
My Build Back Better plan gets us back on track to making 4 additional years of public education available for every person in America.
You don't say. Cut 30.
Significantly increasing the resilience to these devastating effects on the climate crisis.
Oh, we're back to the climate crisis. But he didn't say climate crisis. He just said climate crisis. Cut 33.
It's also why I'm restoring protections for the Tongass National Forest in Alaska, which I've had the great honor to visit.
Cut 27.
The truth is, national monument.
Cut 29.
And lessening the impact of fires. Excuse me. And the impact of fires. We're protecting wetlands.
Cut 9.
And the American Rescue Plan, which we passed shortly after I was elected.
Cut 7.
But maybe it doesn't appear dramatic enough. But I toot like to, as I said, move it faster.
I toot. I toot toot. He's back on that train, like Hunter Biden riding that train high on cocaine. I toot. Let me hear that one again.
But maybe it doesn't appear dramatic enough. But I toot like to, as I said, move it faster.
I toot. Okay, it's time for some numbers. We always like to play numbers with Dementia Joe Biden. Cut 5.
That was 1/10 what was being created. It's 60,000 as opposed to 600,000 jobs a month. In total.
Cut 24.
When this monument was first created. Excuse me. The protection of public lands.
Cut 26.
I might add, as a matter of courtesy, I spoke with both the senators from Utah.
Cut 28.
But today, our children are three times more likely to see climate disasters uproot and unsettle their lives.
I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We got a lot more cuts to play of Joe Biden as we go through the day. We'll just cut it in and out of our other topics. Right now, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howard. Happy Friday. I do think we should talk a little bit about this story out of Texas. The suspected Texas high school gunman reportedly got a welcome home party. So Timothy George Simpkins, who's 18 years old and attends Timberview High School in Arlington, posted $75,000 bond yesterday, and he headed to home confinement. His family was seen posting photos of him smiling with emojis, and this is just the next day after he shot people at his high school.
Yeah, this isn't New York or California where they basically have abolished bail. I mean, this is Texas.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, and one of his victims remains in a coma. The student who was charged with three counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon was seen in video shared in social media enjoying a family gathering in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the 15-year-old student who was struck four times during the gunfire remains hospitalized. It's really crazy. And a teacher, I think, who was actually trying to break up the fight was also shot, and he's in critical condition. So just a really crazy story. And to see this kid walk out of jail and with a smile, kind of with a smile on his face, Howie, or at least with a smug attitude, is pretty mind-blowing.
It is. It is, especially, again, in the Lone Star State.
Yeah. Another big story. Hunter Biden makes his first art sales for $375,000. He sold five prints of his original artwork, priced at $75,000 per piece.
Yeah, you know, one thing that that I really thought was funny is they postponed the New York showing until the spring. I think they're hoping that Biden's poll numbers get up by the spring, because I think the price is directly related to Joe Biden's favorability numbers. And the guy that's the gallery is the Burgess Gallery. And George Burgess, as we've talked before, is an ex-con, a jailbird from California. And it says, most of those allowed to buy works are long-term private collectors with the gallery, people that Burgess knows personally. This is a source to the New York Post. You know, Grace, in my experience, it's been that if you do prison time, probably you tend to know a lot of fellow jailbirds, right? Who was buying these? Are these some more guys that whose names we can find on the Bureau of Prisons?
Well,
have the people buying these paintings ever had their mugshots on the walls of your local post office?
Yeah, there's some art snobs in prison, I'm sure. There's some guys who would probably enjoy a nice piece of Hunter Biden's finest artwork.
$75,000 for a print.
Yeah, it is ludicrous. And you're right about the poll numbers. Actually, I was just looking, Howie, on Twitter, and Jen Psaki was asked about these poll numbers. And I like how the reporter framed it. He said, you might say these don't mean anything, but you're very quick to publicize the poll numbers when they're good. So what does this say to you that they're not? And I thought, I always am saying this, Howie, I think these reporters need to get a little bit more succinct in the way they phrase these things to put her on the spot. And I thought that was a good way to phrase it, because they love bragging about numbers when the numbers work for them.
Yeah. I want to mention, too, I think you mentioned it today, this correction in the New York Times about the COVID
just a slight
reactions
correction
in Sweden and Denmark, among other things. The article misstated the number of COVID hospitalizations in U.S. children. It is more than 63,000 from August 2020 to October 2021, not 900,000 since the beginning of the pandemic. So they said there were 900,000 kids hospitalized, 15 times more than have actually been hospitalized. And I don't even believe the 63,000 number, by the way. Do you?
No, I don't either. This is what we would call fuzzy math that the New York Times appears to be engaging in. I don't know how. I don't know how you mess. How do you mess things up on that scale? You'd almost think they're doing this on purpose.
Sometimes I'm writing a story and I say so-and-so's pension was, and I don't have time to go back and check, so I just say $174,000 instead of $174,462. But I never say so-and-so's pension was $900,000 a year when it was actually $63,000. Because if I'm that unsure or that far off, I'm going to check. I'm going to check back.
Yeah, that's why you don't have a Pulitzer Prize, Howie.
By the way, the reporter who made the mistake, Oporva, that's her name. Indeed, that is her name. Oporva Mandavili is a winner of the Victor Cohn Prize for Excellence in Medical Science Reporting. I wonder who finished second.
What kind of mistakes they're making.
That reporter said there were 9 million children hospitalized when there were only 63,000.
By the way, Howie, I'm glad you brought up COVID because this is an incredible statistic. Lockdowns have caused 1 in 7 cancer patients to miss potentially life-saving surgeries. How sad is that? According to a new study out of a university in England, 1 in 7 cancer patients around the world missed out on potentially life-saving surgeries due to the COVID-19 lockdowns. During full lockdowns, which affected different countries in different ways, and during different time frames, 15% of cancer patients needing surgery did not receive their planned operation. A lot of people have been pointing this out since the beginning of this, is there's going to be long-term repercussions for these draconian lockdowns that we won't see for a while. But it does appear as if we're starting to see just how bad this was.
Yeah, it was. And I think some statisticians have said that it's going to take 20 years to see, to realize how many millions of people have been killed or have died premature deaths because of this this preposterous overreaction to this virus. By the way, can we have another fact check here for, this is from the Associated Press. Grace?
Yes.
Have you seen this fact check?
Oh, the fact check on the National School Boards Association's letter to Merrick Garland? Yeah. Yes,
contrary to false claims circulating online, the National School Boards Association did not ask President Joe Biden to label protesting parents domestic terrorists. Okay, now I'm going to read you the actual letter from the National School Boards Association, which, according to the Associated Press, did not ask President Joe Biden to label the protesting parents domestic terrorists. They explicitly say in their letter, the NSBA, that acts of malice, violence, and threats against public school officials have increased and, quote, could be the equivalent to a form of domestic terrorism. And then it adds that actions by parents are crimes and acts of violence and asks for appropriate enforceable actions under the Patriot Act in regards to domestic terrorism. So I guess you could say they didn't say that it once that it was that the, you know, protesting before school board was domestic terrorism. The National Association of School Boards said twice that it was domestic terrorism.
I know the fact checkers, they're really more like, I don't know, they're like wishers. They're always wishing things to be different. And it's like, all right, we get you're not going to fact check things anymore, but at least just don't lie, you know, just don't cover it. Just don't cover it. That's simpler. Howie, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE. It's a great car, and the process of leasing it was so easy, from sales to financing. Everyone at Toyota of Portsmouth is fabulous, and they don't put any pressure on you. They figure out what you want, and they customize your car to fit your needs. They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and and tell them I sent you. Now, here's a funny story, Howie. The 1619 Project founder, you're familiar with this woman, Nicole Hannah-Jones, because she was going to work at UNC until they didn't give her tenure.
At the school I graduated from, yes.
Yeah, and then they didn't give her tenure, and then they offered to give her tenure, but by the time they offered it to her, she decided, you know what, you guys don't deserve me. And so she didn't end up working there. Now
UNC's loss was Rutgers' loss.
I'm going to read you a tweet that she put out on her page that really sparked, let's just say, a ratio. She said, why do school choice advocates never advocate eliminating school district boundaries or funding schools by local property tax and allowing poor black students to attend white wealthy schools in neighboring municipalities? They don't really want choice, just privatization. Classism is allowing rich white communities to fund just their own schools exclusively and then to keep lower income folks out through exclusionary zoning and invisible but school district boundaries. So you really want choice? Let's go. Now, this was that one response that she got from Stephen Miller, but it was, I mean, pretty much across the board. This was all the responses. He wrote, this is school choice. You're making the school choice argument. He continued, a huge chunk of the school choice argument is getting underprivileged kids out of failing urban school districts controlled by Democrat unions and into other districts and offering more choice, i.e. charter schools. So it's pretty amazing. She got so many replies back that everyone was like, oh, cool, you like school choice. That's great. Thanks for joining the club.
I guess it would be inappropriate for me to ask where she went to college. I know where she went to college. The same place I went to college.
Yeah,
that's why they were going to hire her.
That school is really cranking out the best and brightest.
They
sure
are.
Between the two of you. Hey, Howie, one last thing. New York City to phase out gifted and talented program. Mayor Bill.
Thank God. Thank God. Those schools like the schools of science that, you know, that turn out all these people who win Nobel Prizes for chemistry and biology and that kind of stuff.
Yes.
I'm glad we're getting rid of those schools.
Well, Howie, I think you'll
just
be happy.
Just like Boston Latin.
I went through the article and I got to the point of this article that I think you would be most interested in. The debate has also focused on claims that the racial makeup of the classes reflects an unfair bias. Asian students account for 43% of gifted and talented students, despite just being 16.2% in the school system. That's an interesting number, isn't it?
Yes. It's the same. That's what the exam schools around the country. And that's why Harvard has imposed. They don't call them quotas, but they're the same kind of quotas that they had 100 years ago for Jewish students. They have them for Asian students.
Yeah, it's really sad. I mean, I can't imagine sending my kid to a public school right now, especially in New York City. It must just be. And there's a lot of parents who they rely, like Carol Markowitz was tweeting about this. They really appreciate the gifted and talented program because what Carol said was, listen, I have three kids. Not all of them belong in that program. But for the ones who do, it's very beneficial for those particular kids.
It's the same in Boston with Boston Latin. You know, there's going to be another exodus of ambitious upper middle class parents of all races if they basically gut Boston Latin.
Hey, Howie, I have this really awesome clip that I'll pull in for your show. I forgot to play it in mine, but Ben Shapiro did a debate with this liberal woman, and she's like advocating for public schools, like eliminating private schools or charter schools or anything like that. And he just completely destroys her argument in like a minute and 15 seconds. So I'll pull that for you. You can play it later.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is that it?
That's it. I'll be back for Police Blotter Facts Friday at 5:30.
All right. Do we have any alligator news this week?
Oh, yeah. Do we ever not have alligator news?
Naked men and alligators. What would Florida be without them? All right. Thank you, Grace. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds. 30 seconds! So you can escape safely. And when paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993, giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie, spelled TASER.com, promo code Howie. Taser.com, promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
And I want to thank Brenda, the Council of Economic Quality, Environmental Quality, and Gina McCarthy. If you need any translation, talk to me. Gina, you're the best.
See, Gina McCarthy is from Boston, so she must not ever pronounce her R's, correct? Like, my name is Howie Carr. That's the way it is in Boston, just like in Delaware. You need a slight Indian accent to go into a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts, which he's also said. What a dope. 844-500-4242. By the way, as so often happens, it's Friday, and jury deliberations end in a guilty verdict. That's what's happened in the federal courthouse in Boston. Two wealthy parents have been convicted of buying their kids' way into school. This is the Varsity Blue scandal. This was the first case to actually go to trial. Gamal Abdul Aziz, a former casino executive, and John Wilson, a former Staples executive, wonder if he knows Mitt Romney, were found guilty after about 10 hours of deliberations in the case that exposed the scheme to get undeserving applicants into college by falsely portraying them as star athletes. Abdul Aziz was charged with paying $300,000 to get his daughter into the University of Southern California as a basketball recruit. Wilson, who now heads a Massachusetts private equity firm, was accused of paying $220,000 to have his son designated as a USC water polo recruit, and an additional $1 million to buy his twin daughter's ways into Harvard and Stanford. So it costs $220,000 to get into USC, and it costs $500,000 to get into Harvard or Stanford. That seems I don't know. I'm not sure that USC is. I'm not sure USC is worth 40% of what Harvard or Stanford in terms of your admission into the beautiful people society for the future. They're going to be sentenced in February. 844-500-4242. So Biden today was trying to get by the unexpectedly poor jobs report, only 194,000 jobs created. So he was talking about the number of layoffs. Cut three.
In the third quarter of this year, the number of layoffs and job reductions was the lowest in this country since 1997.
The lowest in this country since 1997. Cut two.
We saw one of the largest increases in average wages paid to workers on working Americans on record.
We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.